Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello everyone, this is Christiana. I wanted to let you know I'm going to be here in the description box that I am on Facebook, and you can click on the link to the Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana page. So please click on that link in the description box, and that is the best way to contact me through Facebook on that page. I'm an intuitive psychic empath. I've always been intuitive and perceptive since I was a small child of around age 5, probably even younger. I decided to finally get my psychic business up and running again recently. I'm so glad to have you all here. Please, when you call in, only ask one question. Please, no medical or legal questions, nothing that you'd ask your healthcare provider, your therapist, your lawyer, you know, your...
Did you try again?
Sorry, I activated Siri somehow on my computer. So anyways, this show is for entertainment purposes only. I aim to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint. You know, I'm not your doctor, therapist, or lawyer or anything, so try not to ask questions surrounding that, as I just said before and like a minute ago. I would likely spend a good 8 to 10 minutes per person, but sometimes it's going to be less time depending on what I feel intuitively is needed. While I am a psychic, I'm also a witch who practices folk magic. I'm adept at healing hands as well, which is like Reiki or kind of like Reiki. So I provide spells, readings, life coaching, healing hands, and perform all this long distance. Also, I like to mention that healing hands, which is like Reiki, as I just stated, can be performed long distance with the use of a doll that I use. I believe it's called like a proxy or like to be you. And then I heal it, remove blockages, and you will feel that in your energetic body. Of course, I only do that with your permission. So please call in, everybody, to the show, or you can contact me privately on Facebook, or do both. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's see. Oh, and I strongly encourage you to go to the Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, to view posts about, like, I do little psychic readings, mini psychic readings. Sometimes I'll give free giveaways for, like, a 60 or a 30 to 60-minute private psychic reading if you're able to share the page a certain amount of times, maybe, like, 5 times or 10 times to 10 different people, and you let me know that you did it, that automatically enters you to win, like, a free reading. And then there's also the group on Facebook, Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. I also call it EPR. So you can find that on Facebook. That is on Facebook as well, and request to join, and I will add you. And it's pretty much the same concept as the page, except for there are more giveaways, more raffles, more readings. There's myself and another psychic that work on this page, under this page, which is my page, but yeah. So we have 3 callers today. First caller calling from the 914 area code.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling and what is your question for me?
Yes, my name is Catherine, and I'm calling. Thank you for taking my call, so please. I just wanted to say thank you. You have such a sweet energy, too. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, yes. I was calling because of a work question. There is a person that I wanted to contact with 2 projects. One of the projects starts with the letter T and the other with the letter A. And I was wondering if you see him liking both of the projects and wanting to move forward with me.
Okay. Well, just so you know, I don't know what those projects are, but I could tell you if you're saying there's a gentleman that might want to move forward with this project. Yeah, I'm intuitively, my gut reaction is that it's going to be both projects that he's going to be interested in.
Okay.
I think, I don't think that they're going to be at the same time, though.
Uh-huh.
If he's going to do, like, one at a time. That's what I'm getting for that. And it looks like he's a very generous guy and is willing to help out.
Oh, yeah. Yay. I was thinking of contacting him this week. Is that a good time, you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's entirely up to you. Whenever I think it's fine.
Okay. Fabulous.
Okay, would you like a crystal ball reading as well, or are you okay with what I just told you?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Okay, I have enough time.
Oh, thank you.
So, what I look for is a symbol, and then I just tell you what I intuitively get. And I get automatically an anchor, like, there, how do I describe it? It doesn't quite look like the one that you see on the ship where they throw the anchor into the sea or into the water, but it more looks like kind of like a block with a longer piece at the bottom, and it's very heavy. So that's just telling me that you need to work on grounding your energy and getting centered with your energy. So that's pretty pretty straightforward. But that is your reading for today.
Thank
you. Do you have
you.
Any questions?
No, that does resonate. Yeah, I do need to get more grounded. Sometimes I feel too in my own head. You know, I'll get out and, like, put my feet in the grass a little bit more. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, that's definitely good for grounding. Also,
yeah.
Meditations, like, you can find some on YouTube. I always suggest YouTube. And there's some great ones for grounding, for everything, really.
Oh, fabulous.
So, yeah, thank you for calling in. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. And the next caller is calling from the 313 area code.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who's calling and your question, please?
My name is Sherelle.
Hello. Your question?
Hi, yes. I would just like a message to see what you're getting. Or do you want me to ask a specific question? Or I'm sorry,
it's up to you, either a specific or a general.
A general, that's fine.
Okay, I'll use the crystal ball for that and see what symbol I get here.
All right.
So I see a heart here. I see a heart with a bow and arrow in it. Like either you've been shot by Cupid in the heart, or you will be, like, not literally, but, you know, like, metaphorically, whatever. So have you recently gotten into a new romantic relationship?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And I am
so that's
currently expecting a child.
Oh, I see. Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
So it's looking positive, like this relationship is really positive and healthy, and like you're just very in love. And it's looking like it's going to work out.
Oh, really?
So that's what I'm seeing.
Oh, that's...
I get a feeling, though, that there's some things that you both need to work on so you can make the relationship work and last. Like, it's going to take a lot of, what's the word, compromise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's basically what I got for you today. And if you...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, what you was going to say?
No, go ahead.
I was wondering, like, what is my strongest gift? Like, what is I'm here for? How can I find out what my purpose is? Or,
well,
like, be starting a business. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's a tough one to tell you what your purpose is, because that's something you've got to figure out. But what I did get was that that it has to do with your heart, with loving others and being compassionate is the reason that you're here, to love others. So, however, I think you mentioned the business. So however you can translate that into a business where you can be, you know, have a big heart and love people and have compassion, that whatever job or business would fit that would be a good option for you. Like some people are therapists, or some people might do Reiki or just different things.
Okay. Well, thank you. You've been very helpful.
Yeah, thank you for calling, and I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. Next caller is 509.
Hello.
Hey, who's calling in your question, please?
My name is Mindy, and I was wondering if you could tell me just give me a general reading, I guess.
Okay. Crystal ball work, because that's what I have. Let's see.
Okay.
So I'm looking for a symbol. Okay, so I'm seeing a stairway I'm thinking it's a stairway, and it's going up, and it has, like, several different levels to it, at least three. How do I explain it? Let's see. Like, the stairway will lead you to three different, there's, like, three levels in a stairway for each level going upwards. So it's just telling me that, let's see. It's like three different projects or three different things that you've been working on, and you're taking the steps to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to say them out loud if you don't want to, but can you think of three things in your life in particular that you've been really working very hard at?
Yes.
And is it specifically like three?
There's many of them, but I mean, you could sum it up into three, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel intuitively that this is saying, or spirit is saying through this crystal ball, that you're on the right track and that you will reach your goals. You will get through, you know, some of the emotional baggage you've been carrying. You'll get through that and you'll get higher and higher, like ascend to the top to where you want to be. So
okay.
It's looking positive. It's going to take work, though. So just keep chipping away at it, and you'll get to where you want to be.
Okay.
And I did hear the word, like I mentioned, emotional. So there is emotional, like, blockages, traumas, and stuff to clear out mm-hmm. emotionally. And in, like, your chakras, if you know what chakras are.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that you do. So that's basically what I got for you.
Okay. Nothing I need to
do
or nothing I need to. Is there anything that I need to, like, pressingly do or, like?
No. Just one foot in front of the other. That's all you need to do. Just keep moving forward.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Any
Thank
more questions?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, no, I guess. I mean, with my kids' situation, like, is that ever going to get better, or is it going to stay that way, the way it is?
It looks like it's going to be an ongoing issue for a while. I hate to be negative, but I'm just seeing them kind of having some emotional issues with whatever is going on, because I don't know what's going on, but I see some emotional issues as well with them, and it's going to be a while, but you'll be able to resolve this. I don't know. Spirit's saying something about coming to a point or to, like, a head, and you'll be able to work it out. Set boundaries, that sort of thing. Make a final decision.
Make a final decision. What do you?
I'm not hearing what the decision is. I don't always get every detail, but there's going to be a decision that you're going to have to make in this situation that involving your kids. And
okay.
Boundaries that you have to set with other people surrounding your children. I know that's vague, but that's really all I'm getting on that.
Okay.
So I apologize if it's not specific enough.
No, I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. I'll put you on hold to listen if you'd like. Next call is 856.
Hi. 856. How are you? Yep.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Are you calling in your question?
Yes. Can I do general or have to have a question?
You can do general.
All right, whatever's coming up for me.
All right.
Now
to
the end of the month. Rose Maria.
Okay. Let's see. I'll do the crystal ball again and see. Okay, so what I'm seeing is like a crown, like a crown for a queen. And it's just telling me that it's time for you to really step into your own power, like really be commanding and say what you want, exactly what you want, exactly what you don't want. Be commanding, have a commanding, confident, like regal kind of presence. It's about stepping into your own power and really that confidence and that force, not to like walk over people, but it to know what you want. You know, it's time for you to really get specific on what you want and what you don't want in your life, but mainly focus on what you do want and work on manifesting that and being confident to know that, that you can manifest whatever you desire. So
okay.
hopefully that makes sense. But definitely what I like to do sometimes with symbols is I'll like find an image online and then I'll print it off and hang it up like on my fridge or something. And that will remind me to embody that, what the message is, like being like acting like a queen and stepping into your own power sort of thing.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that and it looks like it's not working. So that makes sense.
No,
not
I
responding.
I'd say keep working at it because it's going to take some practice. But I encourage you to keep working at it. But I want to thank you for calling, and I'll put you on hold to listen. And please, everybody, don't be offended if I put you on hold to listen and just move on to the next caller. I just do that not to be rude, but I want to make sure that everybody gets a fair reading. Everybody gets a reading. But actually, there is 22 minutes left to the show, and I am just connecting to chat right now. I believe I've taken all of the callers for today. So I'm just waiting for a minute in chat. And nobody is in chat. So back to the disclaimer. This show is for entertainment purposes only. And my job is to provide insight from a spiritual viewpoint, standpoint. So, like, I'm not your doctor, I'm not your lawyer, I'm not your therapist. I can't prescribe you medications or any herbs or anything. That's not my job. I am this come to help from a spiritual viewpoint. Okay, so yeah. The show is for entertainment purposes only. And then I got one more caller, 404.
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling in your question, please?
Hi, my name is Maddie. Wow, I just tuned in. I'm surprised. I just pulled a block call. But anyway, my name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Georgia. And you say I need to ask a question, right?
You don't have to. It's up to you. Either I could
well,
do a general reading.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just get a general, whatever energy you see, you know, of my guys, the angel, want me to know.
Okay, I have a crystal ball here. It's a quartz crystal. And I'm looking for a symbol. Let's see. Okay. Initially, I got a tree, but the tree's looking kind of, well, it's looking pretty bare, and, like, it only has, like, maybe three branches, and that's just telling me, like, because I think of a family tree, and that's just telling me, well, you have family that the connections aren't necessarily there. Like, not as much as they could be there. And this has caused you to feel somewhat isolated and like you have to do everything on your own. Like if basically if you don't take care of it, nobody else will. And so it's like survival mode almost, and like you don't have anybody that you can really lean on in the family. Does that sound like what you've been going through?
That sounds like the family members is that I am the one that does most of the communicating, reaching out, and how are you, and very rarely calls to ask me. They very rarely reciprocate that. I've gotten so accustomed to it that it doesn't matter to me. I still reach out because I feel like I don't care. I'm still going to reach out and say, hey, how you doing, and chit-chat if I feel like it. I don't have any problem with it, but they have their own issues, baggage, whatever. So what am I to do?
But do you ever feel like you kind of wish that sometimes somebody would in the family would reach out to you instead?
Yeah, but like I say, I've gotten accustomed to it, so
Your attitude is really good. Yeah, your attitude about it is good, because a lot of people would just kind of like block those
later.
People.
But I know, but that is not who I am. I like to be more uplifting.
Yeah, that's. Definitely, I can see that. So that's basically what I got. I'm hearing also, it's obvious that you're great at giving love, but it's time to work on really receiving, being open to receiving. And sometimes that takes a new group of people, getting to know new people.
Your soul ties. I get that, because I realize I do know that just because you're bloodline family, that don't mean that everyone is for you. You're going to really resonate with all of your family bloodline. But and you do have to find your soul ties, because and I'm good in one aspect of it. Because what I like, I'm very spiritual, and I like those conversations, you know, about energy, frequencies, vibration, you know, and a lot of fun stuff, laughter, music, and, you know, again, I understand it because people have their, you know, they have the things that they're going through, and many times you saw a lot of shenanigans and basic baggage, you know, and that's basically what I see with most people. They come here with baggage, and some you resonate with, and some you don't. You know,
I had a therapist tell me once. She would say, "You don't know what's going on with them." Like, she seemed pretty irritated with me, we don't know what's going on with other people. Like, we might know
No, you don't know what's going on with other people. You see them, but what's really going on, the essence of who they really are, what's really brewing inside of them, we really don't know unless they tell us. Now, there's people basically that show you what they want you to see. If you hang around people long enough, sometimes you don't have to ask. It just automatically, you pick it up anyway.
Exactly. But I have to I have to put you on hold to listen. If you'd like to listen or not, it's up to you. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling in. And I want to remind you once again that the best way to reach me is on Facebook, under the Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. Click on the link in the description box to get to me to send me a private message. And on that page, as well as in the group that's Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, both a page and a group, I offer
free readings, as well as another psychic who works in the group with me, offers free psychic readings. And sometimes these readings, some of the ones that I give out can go up to 60 minutes long. As long as you put in the work and share my page or group with a certain amount of people, and then send me a message to let me know. So, and let's see if I have taken this caller. 916?
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, who's calling in your question, please?
Yeah, no, so my name's Ray, first-time caller. I guess just my question is what you can tell me about my love life, if you could say anything there, or if you see me dating anybody, or if that'll become later, or what do you think?
Okay, 1 second. So I automatically did see a heart. But this heart looks very clouded, like there's old wounds that still need to be healed from, like, I'm thinking romantic and otherwise, relationships that need to be healed from the past, before you can actually meet somebody and have a healthy relationship. So as of right now, I'm not seeing anybody yet. But not to worry, because things often do change, and I would just give it some time and keep working on yourself and clearing out old wounds. So
okay.
That's basically what I got. I hope that resonates with you. If not, it's just something to kind of keep in mind for later, because when you're sitting down, maybe drinking your coffee or something, that it might have a significance to you. But I thank you for calling. I'm putting you on hold to listen if you'd like. There's only 12 minutes left to the show. So everybody, let me check chat again. Nothing in chat. So I'm going to end the episode early, because I don't have any more callers. So I'm very grateful for all of you for calling in. And let's see, I will be on again probably by Sunday night. I'll be on Sunday night around 7 p.m. Central Time. All right, everyone, take care and blessed be.